We're joined for a kōrero by Harley Emery, who is the DP at Te Ngāi Tapu. It shouldn't be amazing. They've had tremendous results and described as one of the best NCA results of any state school in the country. Ngāi Tapu is a proud Māori kura iwi, and our tauira there learned te reo Māori anake. So it's another reminder, too, that this approach can come with tremendous results. And thank you for joining us on the program, Harley. Ko dei o tēnei, nō mai.
Tēnā koutou, te whānei.
Kia ora. Well, this must be a real boost for you and the admin at the kura, but let's acknowledge our tauira as well for their neat efforts. For those who are unaware of the situation, could you just share with us a little about the success we've been having academically with our tauira from Ngāi Tapu, Harley?
I think it's been a long time coming. Every teacher works hard, but here with our social statistics and all that type of thing, I think we have a little bit more of a push to get our kids to school. At the moment, like you've said, we're the top NCEA achieving state school in the country, and we're very proud of that. It comes with a lot of help from the community and a lot of faith from our whānau base, a lot of hard work from our teachers and students, and a lot of begging, a lot of bruised knees, you know, mo te pūte o te take. But I think we just took a really holistic approach, which is not anything surprising for many Māori, in order to get our kids across the line. So the students, our Year 13 students last year, were the students that pretty much did their whole secondary school education in the era of COVID. So there was a big push to make sure that they were fine, that they were able to achieve, and that we were giving them every opportunity to achieve academically.
Which is fantastic. All of the NCEA e te reo Māori, or how did that work?
So they have here at Ngāi Tapu, we are total immersion from years 1 to 6. We have a strong belief that they do need to, that both worlds need to coincide, so te ao Māori, te ao Pākehā. What we do is we take what we know is will benefit our kids from the national curriculum. So from year seven and eight, they go into a bilingual teaching environment, and then that continues into year 13. So there are some subjects that are taught in Te Reo Pākehā, and that just gives them, you know, a foot in the door when they go to into university, so that kind of world is not foreign to them. Most often, though, they will only converse in Te Reo Māori by choice. So we have non-Māori teachers here, but they can all speak Māori, so, and have made the commitment to learn Te Reo Māori in order to be able to deliver their programs in Te Reo Māori if they need to.
Tēnā koe. Well, you know, having been working here, a bit like an old cobweb in the corner, just sort of sticks around all the time, me. But, you know, I remember back when there were some really challenging times for the kura, and then the establishment of the campus and a commission, and then given some autonomy, which, you know, was a bit of a shaky start. But you found your groove now, and the kura looks beautiful, Harley. And obviously the success would be really satisfying for you and for our tauira. It might have been a small cohort that sat the exams, but their results obviously stand out. What sorts of numbers did you get as far as NCEA success is concerned?
Well, we had 100% pass in all levels of NCEA, 1, 2, and 3. And that we've actually had that stat for the last probably 4 years now. What we did different last year was we trialled our Year 10 class in a full program of NCA.